5. My chance to live. AA gave this teenager the tools to climb out of her dark abyss of despair.
I came through the doors of Alcoholics Anonymous at age 17, a walking contradiction. On the outside, I was the portrait of a rebellious teenager with miles of attitude to spare. On the inside, I was suicidal, bloodied, and beaten. My stride spoke of a confidence I didn't feel. My dress was that of a street-tough kid you didn't want to mess with. Inside, I was trembling with fear that someone would see through my defenses to the real me. If you saw who I really was, you would turn away in disgust or use my many weaknesses to destroy me. One way or the other, I was convinced I'd be hurt. I couldn't allow that to happen, so I kept the real me veiled behind a force field of rough-edged attitude. How I got to this place is still a mystery to me. I grew up in a loving middle-class home. We had our problems, what family doesn't? But there was no abuse, verbal or physical, and it certainly couldn't be said my parents didn't do the best they could by me. My grandfathers were alcoholic, and I was raised on stories of how it had ravaged their lives and the lives of those around them. Nope, I didn't want to be an alcoholic. In my early teen years, I began to be bothered by